You write and talk about what you call mass mind control, specifically how it started in ancient times. Elaborate on that for us.
In ancient times, they understood humanity much better than Freud ever did. They'd studied humanity for thousands of years. We know that Sumer even wasn't the first civilization. It was, in fact, everything that Sumer did was taken from previous civilizations. We know that Plato, when he talked about his predecessor, one of his ancestors, Solon, who went to Egypt and found out about Atlantis, the Egyptian priest said, "Well, you Greeks don't even know how old you are and how many ancient civilizations have risen to great heights and fallen and disappeared." So man is very, very old, and these techniques of studying human nature, tribalism especially, have been well understood and used against people down through the ages for war purposes.
Do you think man at one point, Alan, was sophisticated enough where he had nuclear weapons, and I'm talking about thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of years ago?
Well, what's interesting is to do with the legends of the Hinduism, because they claim that they set times down as periods or ages, they call them, just for understanding's conception, and they said that they had recorded at least five definite previous ages of man, where he'd started off at the beginning and risen to heights and end up with massive warfare. And in the warfare described between these ages, it was between the elite, who then called themselves gods, using highly advanced sciences and even flying machines, and they were zapping each other with different colored rays, which could burn you, for instance, if you had any iron on you at all, much like microwave energy. So this stuff is described in these ancient histories. If we go to the Druidic histories, they were recorded by Tacitus, the historian for Nero, and he claims that the Druids said that there have been three previous ages that they'd recorded, where their own elite had survived deep inside mountains, while the earth was had fire passed through it, followed by water, a deluge. We can find the same legends in ancient Greece, where they lived in Mount Parnassus. That's where the wealthy elite went for the same thing. It was fire followed by water. And it's interesting to see today, with the HARP technology being used, and knowing that Nikola Tesla stopped using that technology because he claimed they could superheat the atmosphere to such an extent it would explode, it would ignite, and cause a fire around the world, which would melt the caps, causing flooding, and then that would raise into the sky and cause clouds, and you'd have rain and flooding, fire and water. Same thing again. So it's very possible this has been done before.
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about some groups, and you tell me what you think of them in terms of their relationship to the higher order. Knights Templar.
Yeah, the Knights Templar definitely were a priestly knighthood. They were priests, first of all, with all the vows of the priests. And they did mix and merge when in the Middle East with the Hashashin, they called them, where the word assassin comes from, and Hashish, because they used Hashish in their ceremonies. And they did merge with this ancient group who trained young orphans. This is the orphan story of Freemasonry. They trained orphans and brought them up in luxury, and told them that this was just like heaven, and that death was the same. They were given women, whatever they wanted, and then sent out into the world to become advisors to other princes. And whenever told, they would just take out a dagger, maybe 20 years down the road, and assassinate whoever they were told to assassinate. And they had the Middle Eastern terror for a long, long time. And the Knights Templars were part of that same group, really. They brought the same tactics back to Britain with them.
They weren't all then just good guys.
Not in the least. They were a secret society, there's no doubt. They like to call themselves societies with secrets, the same as Freemasonry today. But they were priests first and foremost. they disliked women. You'll find that in all of the high esoteric groups is this tremendous disdain of the female, right down to the Rosicrucian exploded when that came into Britain with Francis Bacon and a few others. They had to put their wives behind them and leave them basically to join the higher orders. So yeah, the hatred of women is part of the tradition and part of the goal of creating the new type of human being to come.